I saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is the 24th day of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and this is the French Connection. It's great to have you with me here today. We have a guest from Serbia, in fact. He's traveling at the moment. It's very difficult to guarantee this connection that we've got. And I'm gonna defer to Vladimir's pronunciation of his last name. Vladimir, I don't mean to insult you in any way, but I'm not certain how you pronounce your last name.
It's Kesljanin.
Kesljanin, okay. And he was an attaché with Slobodan Milosevic back in the period leading up to the change of government in Serbia, and is privy to a great deal of information that has in relevance to today's circumstances around the death of Mr. Milosevic. I want to give you a chance to say in your own words what your role was with Mr. Milosevic.
Well, I was his foreign relations assistant, actually since 2000, since the coup in Belgrade, and until the last moment. Before that, I was in the leadership of his Socialist Party of Serbia, and I was ambassador at large in the Foreign Ministry of Yugoslavia.
Well, what we understand is that there was a great deal of pressure from outside forces for America to do what it did to you, and in fact, they are responsible for fostering the problems that Serbia faced. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, of course, there was a very difficult period for us, one of the most difficult in history. And the U.S. were leading kind of coalition of Western forces. The others were also finding their interests or repeating the approaches from the World War II, actually, in connection to Yugoslavia. It was very terrible. The country had been broken. The civil wars were instigated in several of its parts, and the primary victim of all that was the Serbian people.
Well, you know, the Serbian people have suffered under this situation, and I alluded in a private call with you that I thought one of the main reasons for the entire war was to put in a banking structure that was under the control of forces in the West. Am I correct in assuming that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, what we were facing is a practical colonization of this area, and it was done with all means that could be applied for first launching a crisis, then developing it, and practically, finally, in order to rule the country and to take over all of its resources, including total control of the financial flows.
Mm-hmm.
So Yugoslav and the Serbian economy were independent, were vital, were able to fulfill the people's needs.
Yep.
Now we have become just a colonial addition to Western markets, and our production was practically ruined.
Well, you know, we understood this to be part of a Zionist plot, and the Zionists actually used forces from within their control in order to make the change of government, including their connections to this so-called group called Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, you and I both know, was developed and built by Western intelligence. and they used this Al-Qaeda cell to attack Serbia. Am I correct in assuming that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, apart from Afghanistan, the Balkans was one of the main training and developing points for all Islamist extremism and terrorism, and Al-Qaeda in particular. They were present in Bosnia and then in Kosovo, and had one of the leading roles in the conflict there, and they are still present and influential.
Do you see connections? Hello?
I'm sorry? Yes?
Do you see connections to Israel and Israel's control of things, or do you see it closer to American Zionists?
How to say? It is hard to see a clear the traces for us to follow of all forces involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you know, those who in control of military, industrial, and financial complexes. Had the most interest in doing what happened to us to use it as an excuse for aggression, for development of building up of military presence in the region. We are having now the biggest U.S. military base in Europe, located in Kosovo, to impose total control over the region as a kind of starting point for further advance towards Middle East or Russia and so on.
I agree with that. Now, what is the relationship with your country today as opposed to before with the Russian Federation?
You know, Serbia is a Slavonic Orthodox Christian country, and in terms of origin and tradition, we are very close to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, Russia has for centuries its strategic interest in this part of Europe.
Yeah.
So this part of Europe was passing through many difficulties in and conflicts through the whole history. Balkans, by its geographical position, is a link between three continents, practically, and the main Europe's link to the Middle East. Every big conflict, in every big conflict in Europe, including the World Wars in the 20th century, but even before that, whatever invader was trying to change the face of Europe, he was trying to take control over the Balkans.
Yes.
And Serbia has a central position in the Balkans, and in that terms, all invaders were especially directed to try to occupy or to destroy Serbia, and on the other hand, Serbia always had a progressive role in the history, always defending itself from foreign invaders, it was always in all the conflicts practically on the right, on positive side, if something like that can be can be said. And in spite of the Western propaganda, we deeply believe that we were on such a positive side even now. But the period when Yugoslav crisis started, it was beginning of 90s, Russia was very weak, its government at that time was not able to conduct any independent policy. It was following the U.S. approaches was silent about that, and practically it resulted that Russia was totally kicked out from the Balkans.
Well,
now,
I agree with that, and I also understand at the time of these events, a general named Wesley Clark was the chief military man in that region. He committed some pretty horrible things over there, and I understand him to have been almost started World War III with the Russians. Am I correct?
Yes, that's true. He was the main commander of the NATO aggression against Yugoslavia, committing numerous war crimes, crimes against civilian population. This country was bombed with prohibited weapons, with depleted uranium, with ecological weapons, and so on. They were testing the worst things. Abnormally crazy proceedings against President Milosevic lasting 4 years. You know, when you want to try someone and you have some proofs, you don't need 4 years to prove it.
Yeah.
In which practically President Milosevic turned the table and transformed from accused into a prosecutor, delivering a lot of evidence of the NATO crimes and the way the Yugoslavia was destroyed. They practically appeared in a deadlock. They couldn't let him go, but they were also afraid to convince him with no proofs. And that's why they practically, or not practically, they actually murdered him in jail.
I agree.
You guys are ready. Go ahead.
Well, here's the other thing that I want to talk to you about here is the white slavery system that has been set up since Milosevic left the country and these Western people came in. They've started shipping drugs from Central Asia through Serbia, and they've also started kidnapping and taking women around the world into a white sex slavery through DynCorp and many other businesses. Are you aware of that many of your women and children are being abducted for slavery and sexual reasons?
Yes, but what I would like to point here is that, especially in Kosovo, some approaches, because, you know, in this dirty work, U.S. administration is often repeating approaches which turn to be successful in their view, in some other parts of the world. So from Latin and especially Central America, they brought the approaches that they have applied in Kosovo, with Kosovo Albanians, national minority in that part of Serbia. They helped developing of Albanian mafia, which is now a leading mafia in these criminal activities you have been mentioning.
Yeah.
So they overrun Italian mafia in Europe, and they are practically controlling the most of the drug smuggling and white slavery or human trafficking in Europe. And yep. one of their main bosses was recently granted a title of Prime Minister of Kosovo.
Mm.
So that's with the blows from European and U.S. government.
Well, you know, what we've discussed today are not surprises to myself and some of my listeners, but this news never made it on the television in America or in Europe. They had a slanted, biased opinion. Are there other outlets that have asked you for your truth? I mean, where are they actually listening to you right now? What media outlets are actually listening to you, Vladimir?
Unfortunately, in Serbia now we don't have a democratic nor patriotic government, and there are a few media in Serbia where the truth can be freely expressed. For instance, while we are talking, I'm traveling from the capital of Serbia, Belgrade, to Novi Sad in Vojvodina, in order to take part in one TV show where truth is possible to be expressed. Such media are rare even here in Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would like to stress is that the biggest trouble for Western governments and their puppets in Belgrade was practically the fact the trial of President Milosevic was directly transmitted all these years in one of the national TV stations in Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, that was that produced enormous impact on the people. That was not the only a place where whole Serbia could hear the truth about itself, but that was also the place where everyone could hear the truth presented in the most powerful way, from President Milosevic himself, but also from many most distinguished Serbian scholars, generals, politicians, war veterans, and so on, and many very prominent foreign witnesses, including former Prime Minister of Russia, Primakov, for instance, and many others also, including some diplomats from Western countries.
Well, Yevgeny Primakov, his name is Pincus, isn't it? He's actually Jewish, this gentleman.
Yes, that's what I have heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the interesting thing that we know. There is a Zionist conspiracy to control the planet. We at the French Connection are exposing this conspiracy. And it is a big one, and it is a difficult one to expose because they're very dangerous, these people. Do you believe that we are winning a little bit of ground here in the truth?
I can see as something proven from my or our experience is that those who control most of the financial capital on the planet are practically those who instigate these terrible wars and sufferings of the people, and they are the ones who would even sacrifice their own people in order to produce excuses for further wars and so on. So that's for me, from our experience, something which is undoubtedly truth. If you are able in your research journalism to name these people, to show up their organization, that's certainly something something useful for everyone.
Well, that's what we've been doing, and I want to thank you, Vladimir. I'm going to call you at another time when you have a landline, and we'll discuss maybe a more pointed subject, something more specific, when we can sit down together. I will be in touch with you, sir. You are a wonderful patriot, and I want to thank you for the facts that you've provided us today. You know, they spun this as a lie. They put this across our airwaves as a lie, and I knew it was a lie when they were telling the story. And what's happened since then is many facts about this lie have come out. And I want my listeners, and I'd like to have you at another point discuss further the truth behind some of these actions they took. But you've been a wonderful guest for me today. I want to thank you and Tufan for helping me get this information out to the public.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Vladimir Kserishin, and he was a very high-leveled official in the Serbian government under Slobodan Milosevic. As he spoke clearly about, there were many, many reasons why this information that came out during the 1990s was false and not to be trusted, and that the people and the things that were done during that period in the name of the American public over there in Serbia were criminal. These things were pretty clear to anyone who take a look at them, and I want to let everybody know that the French Connection has been aware of these facts for some time, and I'm very happy today to have brought you some information that brought further that information. So thank you so much for listening today, and we will be, of course, bringing you more broadcasts next week. So until then, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying good night and be well.